You're listening to Community Contact on AM 900 KHOZ, the time provided as a service of Holt Memorial Chapel in Harrison. I'm Kristen Dornberg on the phone with Senator Bozeman.
Good morning, Senator Bozeman. I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you as always for having us.
It is our pleasure. We are pleased to have you. Can you tell us, sir, what is going on with this budget?
Well, there's a lot of concern about the president's budget in the sense that it's really not a realistic document. It's bad for the economy. It significantly increases the deficit over the next 10 years, and then along with that, tremendously increases the national debt. So hard on the economy and jobs because that translates to a poorer economy. It also really concerned, you know, in regard to seniors because it does nothing to address securing Medicare and Social Security. Those programs are so important, and we have to safeguard those and make sure that they're adequately funded as we go forward. And then, again, there is, a security risk with the budget in the sense that right now we're at $15 trillion. If we don't really start talking about realistic budgets, then we're going to get ourselves in a situation like Greece. So we've got a great opportunity to do the right thing and come together and work together. We can do that. We'll be stronger than ever. But if we don't, if we keep kicking the can down the road with these trillion-dollar deficits year after year, then we'll wind up like Greece.
Always an issue also with the budgets are energy consumption. Do you have any thoughts on the rising gas prices we're experiencing?
Well, I'm very, very concerned about the gas prices. It's so hard on families. It's so hard on businesses. And so as a result, I'm kind of a T. Boone Pickens. I'm a guy that believes that if it's American, we need to be using it, regardless of what form, whether it's coal or oil or gas or nuclear energy. If we could do that, then we would lessen our dependence on foreign oil and then also quit sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas. We could keep that money at home, and we can do that in an environmentally sensitive way and then lessen the price through supply and demand with increased supply. Really concerned, you know, the president essentially vetoed the Keystone Pipeline from now. What that would do is bring oil from Canada, one of our most trusted allies, maybe our most trusted ally, bring it down to the Gulf where it would be refined, turned into gasoline. That would make us less dependent on people like Venezuela, Saudi Arabia. Makes no sense to do that. Would create about 20,000 jobs overnight. Those are the things that we need to be doing versus delaying. Again, it just makes no sense at all. So we need more American exploration. We need more American use of the resources that the Lord has blessed us with.
Now, Senator Bozeman, speaking of the Lord, I know that you are against the contraceptive mandate that has recently been instituted. Can you give us further information about your opinions on this?
Well, this is so important because it's not, and I think the point is, it's not about freedom of worship. It's about freedom of religion. When you're in the church house, your freedom of what you believe doesn't stop at those doors. It goes out in the life that you live and the values that you think are important. And the Catholic Church for centuries now has just come out very strongly against abortion. And they don't feel like that contraceptives and sterilization are appropriate. And so we all respect that. And yet the administration through the Obamacare is basically saying, well, you know, it's okay for the church, but if you've got a school or you've got a hospital, you've got a helping the homeless, that you've got to provide these services to your employees there. And again, you know, this is directly through the church, so it puts them in a situation where they won't be able to provide those. They've just said they're not going to do it. So I believe it's unconstitutional. I think it's a real infringement on our rights. And, you know, a person might say, well, you know, the contraception's fine. But it's a much bigger issue than that. This is about freedom of not worship, freedom of religion. And so it has to be respected. If you're a person that is in good conscience, feels like it's inappropriate to do something, then we need to respect that. And again, this is not something that the church came up with 10 years ago or 20 years. For centuries, the church has been very, very clear in this regard. So it should be respected. Again, I think it's unconstitutional and hope to get a vote to overturn this. We've written the letter asked to the president, asking him to reverse his decision. I talked to the Archbishop of Arkansas and had a great talk with him. And so we're fighting this for a whole host of reasons.
Senator, speaking of rights, I am highly interested, and I'm sure our listeners are too, in the amendment that you recently filed. Could you share more on that?
Yes, what we did was, not too long ago, we were actually able to amend the law and make it such that a person would be able to carry a gun on park property, state parks and things like that. What we're trying to do now, we're in the process of an amendment that would allow you to do that on Corps of Engineer property. It's just kind of a logical extension of the other. And that's for safety aspects and things like that. And just believe very strongly, you know, that the Constitution is very clear that we have the right to bear arms. And it should be allowed not only on our park property, but also on the Corps of Engineers surrounding our lakes and things like that.
Senator, that's going to about wrap up our time for today. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and speak directly with your constituents in this way.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to being in the studio, and we'll bring some donuts next time and sit around the studio and drink some coffee and visit with your listeners.
We're certainly looking forward to that. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Community Contact on AM 900 KHOZ, the time provided as a service of Holt Memorial Chapel in Harrison.